a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Call the Committee on House Taxation to order. Looks like most people here will have Secretary call the roll.
Representative Cutler.
Here.
Viperd.
Here.
Gibson. Greenfield. Hunhoff.
Here.
Junkie.
Here.
Kirkaby.
Here.
Kirschman. Lang.
Here.
Lederman.
Here.
Russell. Solem.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Noem.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Mr. Chair, 11 of 15 are present.
All right, we do have a quorum. Just like to start with a couple announcements. First of all, if you haven't had a chance already to turn your ringers off on your cell phone, I know how easy that is to forget. We also, I think we have a couple pages today if you want to come forward and introduce yourself and where you're from.
I'm Dunbar Anders, and I'm from Wall.
I'm Courtney Hoagie from White Lake.
Welcome, and thank you for your help this morning. We really appreciate it. If you are planning on testifying, we ask that you do sign in at the back of the room on the pedestal there. I don't see a big crowd today, so I don't see that being an issue today, but we do need you down for the record, so we would appreciate that. Unless there are any objections from the committee, you know, for travel reasons or whatever, we will go ahead and take the agenda as posted. So with that, if you've had a chance to look at the minutes from last meeting, oh, and one other announcement, I'd like to thank Representative Noem and the rest of the committee for doing a great job on the Tuesday in my absence. I apologize. Sickness is coming through my household, and hopefully that's the end of it for the session. So thank you. I really appreciate that. So with that, Chair would entertain a motion on the minutes.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Junkie, second by Solem on the approval of the minutes. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Okay, so going to the top of the agenda today, House Bill 1031, an act to define conference bridging services for sales and use tax purposes. Are there any proponents for House Bill 1031? Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jane Page, Department of Revenue and Regulation. 1031. In 1031, we are just adding a definition of conference bridging services. I think we mistakenly left that out last year when we passed the statute that became 1045.1.18. On page 2, lines 9 through 13, we define vertical service, and within that definition, we reference the term conference bridging services. Therefore, we had to put the definition of conference bridging services in this statute. And what it means, it's an ancillary service that links two or more participants for a conference call. This is a streamlined requirement. Thank you, and I ask you to pass House Bill 1031.
Thank you. Do we have any further proponents to House Bill 1031? Any further proponents? Seeing no further proponents, or do we have any opponents to House Bill 1031? Any opponents? Seeing no opponents, we'll open it up to questions. Are there any questions of the committee? Seeing no questions, we will move to committee action and or discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Noem.
Mr. Chair, I'd move do pass.
Second.
Motion by Representative Noem. Second by Representative Lederman. Do pass. Comments on that motion, Representative Noem?
No.
Anyone else? Okay. That was easy enough. All those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Representative Cutler.
Aye.
Viperd.
Aye.
Gibson. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Russell. Solem.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Noem.
Aye.
Gibson. Olson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 13 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 1031, having received a majority vote, is hereby declared passed. Representative Noem.
Mr. Chair, I move consent.
Motion by Representative Noem, second by Representative Greenfield. On move to consent. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. House Bill 1031 is on the consent calendar. Moving right along to House Bill 1032, revise certain provisions regarding the reporting period for the collection of the use tax. Are there any proponents to House Bill 1032? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Andy Fergal with the Department of Revenue and Regulation. House Bill 1032 is brought to you today to do two things. One, implement the same time periods for filing use tax returns and remitting use tax and the penalty for for untimely return or remittance of use tax as it's currently in place in other taxation chapters of Title 10, and to repeal or amend statutes that reference previously repealed statutes. The bill repeals Section 1046-1027, which refers to two sections in Chapter 1045, those being 1045-27 and 1045-28 that were previously repealed by the legislature, and it amends Sections 1046-28, 1046-34, and 1046-41, which also reference those same previously repealed statutes. And that's the purpose for the bill, and I'd ask you to pass House Bill 1032. I'd stand by for questions.
Thank you. Are there any further proponents to House Bill 1032? Any further proponents? Seeing no further proponents, are there any opponents to House Bill 1032? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will open it up to committee questions. Are there any questions from the committee? Seeing no questions, we will move on to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Noem.
Mr. Chair, I'd move due pass on House Bill 1032.
Second. Motion by Representative Noem, second by Representative Solem, due pass on House Bill 1032. Any comments on that motion?
Nope, I wish I had something to offer, but I think that it is a common sense bill, so thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments on the due pass motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye, all opposed nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Cutler?
Aye.
Fikert?
Aye.
Gibson? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Kirkeby?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Russell? Solem?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Noem?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 13 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 1032, having received a majority vote of the members elected, hereby declared passed. Any other motions to follow that one?
Mr. Chair, I move consent.
Moved by Kirkeby. Move consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Noem. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. House Bill 1032 is on consent. Okay. House Bill 1039, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the use of an exemption certificate for tax purposes. Do we have any proponents for House Bill 1039? Morning.
Morning. Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Jan Talley, Department of Revenue and Regulation. House Bill 1039 removes the requirement to list items purchased with an exemption certificate. The current language that we have in the statute conflicts with language in streamlined sales tax. South Dakota has adopted the Uniform Streamlined Exemption Certificate, and that particular exemption certificate does not require you to list the items that you purchase for resale. Passage of this bill is necessary to be in compliance with streamlined sales tax. I urge you to support House Bill 1039. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further proponents to House Bill 1039? Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1039? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll open it up to committee questions. Representative Noem.
For Ms. Talley. My question would only be is on these exemption certificates, have people been doing it and have we been going back and checking to make sure that they've been filling out these exemption certificates the entire time, or was this something that was they were having a difficult time doing anyways?
Mr. Chairman, our current practice today is to not require people to list items for resale on the certificate, so our current practice is to accept the streamline exemption certificate.
Thank you. Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Talley, a lot of what we do in this committee is a result of our conforming to the streamlined sales tax. What will happen if at some point we realize that this will never come into existence? Will we go back and look at all these acts, these bills, and revert to what we had before, or will they stay in place in spite of perhaps not having the streamlined sales tax?
Mr. Chairman, I would hope that we get the streamlined sales tax bill to pass, and the current regulations and laws that we're changing are uniform definitions, so they would stay the same.
Thank you. Any further questions? Any further questions? Seeing no further questions, we'll move on to committee discussion and or action. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to pass.
Second.
Motion by Representative Greenfield, second by Representative Junkie, do pass. Any comments on that motion? Seeing no comments, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Cutler.
Aye.
Bikert.
Aye.
Gibson. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Russell. Solem.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Noem.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 13 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 1039, having received a majority vote, the members elect is hereby declared passed. Move consent by Representative Greenfield, second by Representative Junkie. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. House Bill 1039 is on the consent calendar.
Do you want to assign them, even though they are?
Yeah. House Bill 1031, how about, Representative Noem, you just want to take that one. 1032, Representative Fikert, would you be okay with taking that one? And then 1039, Representative Junkie, you want to take that? I highly doubt they'll come off, but if there's any questions. Okay, that wraps up our calendar. Both for today, and I think what we have in the pipeline, so.
Yeah, we have one other bill that we probably won't have a meeting on.
Yeah, unless we get some more bills assigned today, we probably won't have a meeting because we're not going to have a meeting for one bill. This is kind of the usual week two lull that we have, so we'll probably, unless we get some bills today, we probably will not have a meeting on Tuesday, but keep your eyes posted just in case something does show up today. So thank you for your quick work today, and hopefully you can get back and get some other things done. With that, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Junkie, second by Solem. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.